Google I.O. 2011 Day 1 Wrap-Up Part 2 Mika Paikila again in San Francisco. I have to upgrade my Audio Boo account. I think the free account only gives you something like 3 minutes. So in the last sentence where I was cut off, I was saying that they had a good party at the end, complete with bands and photos and sushi and Anchor Steam draft beer. And there was also a party that I saw at a nearby restaurant from a company that does payment solutions, Whippet or something like that, that I was going to go to. But then it got to about 8:30, quarter of nine, and that one was only running until 9 o'clock. But that would have been an interesting one to check out as well. There have been a lot of tweets around the conference around NFC, near field communications, which is an interesting technology. So essentially, you would be able to wave your phone, or it could be another device, but typically a mobile phone, at an NFC tag. And it's not like you have to point it like you would with a QR code, which is similar to a barcode. My understanding with NFC is that you would kind of wave the phone adjacent to the NFC tag. And then, for instance, it could check you in somewhere vis-a-vis Foursquare or complete some kind of transaction. A business could even use it, you know, to check people in. The possibilities are, it's kind of early in the morning here and I haven't had a cup of coffee, but there are all kinds of possibilities with this NFC near field communications. And it's just a matter of, I think, it being added to more hardware devices. There have been rumors that it would be on the iPhone 5, and I think right now it's on one Android device. But definitely that's a theme that I've been seeing in the tweets, and hopefully we'll catch some sessions about that today. Again, I did an audio boo on the Chrome browser accessibility announcements, whereas basically it's working with JAWS for Windows 12 as well as on the Mac, and as well as with an extension called ChromeVox. I got a tweet back that said that there's still a lot of bugs with it, so definitely report those to easiest way is probably at Google Access on Twitter. But I'm sure if you have a longer report, there are people that you can contact. But that's definitely moving in the right direction with Chrome. And also, again, as I may have mentioned, there were about 8 accessibility companies in the second floor sandbox area. For example, National Braille Press with their Android tablet, and Level Star with their Orion, along with Mark Mulcahy and Guido Corona from Level Star. Always good to see Mr. Guido. And various Android companies, Benetech and some others. So they did that right in that they were all in a pretty prominent location in the developer sandbox area of the second floor. So again, day 2 coming up today. Just tweet any questions or information you'd like to get, and I'm sure we'll have reports from the field, in this case, the Moscone Convention Center, San Francisco. So that's it for day 1 wrap, part 2.